This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Parts of Rocky Mountain National Park will be closed through the summer. CPR's Paulo Shalceda has more.
The annual closure is part of the park's strategy to protect raptor nesting areas as they begin to build shelters for their young. Due to high nesting activity, the closures are starting in February this year, a month earlier than normal. The closed areas include popular climbing spots on the Loch Vale Sky Pond Trail and the Lumpy Ridge area. Many rock faces that make for good climbing routes also serve as habitats for birds of prey. The tentative reopening is July 31st. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
Authorities say a man has been arrested for allegedly stealing a fossilized dinosaur claw worth $25,000. The claw is owned by an unnamed person in Colorado and was taken from a gem and mineral show in Tucson, Arizona last month. The suspect allegedly tried to sell the claw to a different vendor who recognized the item and alerted police. He faces a felony charge of trafficking stolen property. Governor Jared Polis told CNBC this week that the state is preparing to accept cryptocurrency for a wide variety of payments.
We expect by this summer, pretty soon, to accept crypto for all of our state tax-related purposes. And then we plan to roll that out across all of state government for things like, could be as simple as driver's license or hunting license, within a few months after that.
A spokesperson for Polis says the state would rely on a third party to instantly convert crypto payments into dollars. Colorado's Department of Revenue and Department of Treasury will work together to put the system in place. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is a sunny day in Colorado. The snow is already melting away in a lot of places. In Colorado Springs, it's 34 degrees.